already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your New Year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory. Offers within 5 business days. Price matches before applicable rebates.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're at WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from George Coleman Ford, where they have a new 2018 EcoSport SE 5-passenger. Normal MSRP, $23,900. Now, just $18,399 plus tax and tag. No dealer fees. You can't beat that. I mean, are you kidding me? You're looking for a reliable, versatile vehicle? How about the EcoSport? The 2018, it's new. It's regularly $23,900. It is now $18,399 plus tax and tag. Start to get some mileage. Start to get some reliability. Stop getting stranded on the side of the road. $18,399. When do you buy that today, John? Hey, and by the way, when I tell you about these kind of deals, they don't last long. All right? You don't have like a week to think of this over. You have to act, man. You have to do something. Before we get going, let me tell you about Joe's. How do you like the Joe's, John?
Oh, I love it.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You're the pepperoni twist guy, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, see, I'm not that big on pepperoni, but I have tried that, and I thought it was surprisingly good for somebody who's, like, I don't know. I like pepperoni on some things, other things not. I'm like the meatballs guy. I get the meatballs and marinara, which I love, and then I get they apparently have that in a meatball version now, which I have not tried. Ooh. I've tried the meatball sliders, which are incredible. Then, don't forget the garlic knots. Your meal starts, you had the cheese stuffed garlic knots?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they fill them full of hot, melted, cheesy goodness and serve it with the marinara sauce. It takes them 8 hours to make that sauce, the finest sauce known to mankind. Manja. You dip them in that sauce like you died and went to Italian food heaven. And then the entrees start, you know, the taste of Italy, the chicken parm, the lasagna. It's all incredible. The pizza, which is award-winning. This is Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Get out there today. You will thank me later. Let's talk about this field situation because, I want to talk about Michael Dukes, too, in a minute. But, you know, the field situation, first of all, they are suggesting racial hardship. That is the suggestion. I have read that from his attorney. They believe absolutely that he is going to have freedom of movement and he will be cleared based on that. And I don't listen. Here's the thing. There are lots of these situations that I get that are touchy, that anytime it involves would-be racism, people's reactions are strong emotionally on both sides of the equation. Here's the thing. This happened. Right? The star player on the baseball team, an all-white baseball team, publicly said reprehensible things about the young star quarterback of the football team. That happened. And they're suggesting, what I read is they're suggesting far more than that, that he was subjected to far more than that at Georgia. So he's going to have freedom of movement. He's going to be the starting quarterback at Ohio State next year, and I think he's going to be tremendous. And I heard an Ohio State guy today, this morning, I don't know when. I only got to listen for about a half hour today, but was his name Tom? I don't know. I don't know what his name was. He's an Ohio State guy. And he was lamenting the fact that they're bringing in Fields because he doesn't think he's all that good, and he was concerned about their losing Tate Martell. Listen, let me explain something. Don't be concerned about losing Tate Martell because he sucks. All right? I don't believe in Tate Martell at all. At all. I think he is an enormous bust waiting to happen. I think everything about him screams bust, not just his persona and some of the things people have told me about. What's that show he was on?
I think QB1 on
Yeah,
Netflix.
I mean, people told me, did you see that?
I made it through like a quarter of the first episode and turned it off.
People told me like he came across as like a vile character in that. I never saw any of it, so I don't know that. But I had, and when I say people, I mean like I had like 30 people the day I talked about this on the text line telling me that. And that doesn't surprise me. And then, you know, what he said about Fields at Ohio State, and the first thing he did is run. You know, you can't say those things and run. You can't say don't come here because you're just going to swing and miss a second time. And then the first news of him coming, you run. Plus, here's the thing. I have a news flash for you. Quarterback does what, John? What's the main duty of a quarterback, John?
To be a leader.
Well, I don't mean intangibles. I mean physically. What's the main duty?
Throwing the football.
Throwing the football is the main duty. Here's the problem with Tate Martell. He can't throw it all.
That's an issue.
So if you're not concerned with whether your quarterback can throw it all, then by all means, count on him. He can't throw a football. I'm sorry. I've watched all his film. His arm strength is a 4.5. 4.5. That's one of the worst I've ever seen. I mean, Malik Rozier had no arm strength. The only guy at Miami who has any arm strength is Nikosi Perry, and he's a wild child because Mark Richt and staff never coached him up. But if you're an Ohio State fan, you're worried about losing Tate Martell, you have it all wrong. You have it completely wrong. You have it as wrong as can be. Justin Fields is light years more talented than Tate Martell. Light years. You don't think that... What do you think Ryan Day's looking at, huh? He's seen Tate Martell. You think he was worried about losing Tate Martell when Justin Fields was coming? He wanted that. He wanted Justin Fields. Whoa, again, situation. What do you think? You think the head coach has no clue? You think that he hasn't looked at both those guys and in his mind determined which is better? If he believed Tate Martell was better, then he never would have brought Justin Fields in. Or at least without a ton of assurances to Tate Martell. Tate Martell didn't get any assurances. It was like, okay, bye. Okay, bye. I mean, basically, did Ohio State ever show any remorse or any consideration for Martell and that? And they're like, bye. You know, okay, I guess we'll have to do without you.
Oh, no.
You were never playing. Here's a newsflash. Tate Martell was never going to be the starting quarterback at Ohio State. I don't care what they said. I know the last year they told you that Dwayne Haskins and Tate Martell were 50-50 leading up. That's the same thing Georgia said about their spot. Newsflash, coaches don't always tell the truth. Why? Because they need depth at the position. And if they tell you that, you know, if they say, well, guy A is unbelievable and guy B sucks, guy B's not hanging around. So they tell you that it's a toss-up. It's a dead heat. It's 50-50. It's going to go right to the last moment. If you think for one friggin' second that Dwayne Haskins and Tate Martell were ever players that were on the same level, then you have no idea what talent looks like. None. None. And so the guy that Ohio State brought in is infinitely more talented than Tate Martell. All Tate Martell does is... He can do the chicken with head cut off thing. He can run around a little and make a play or two with his legs. That's it. I'm sorry. That may work in the red zone when you're trying to run the ball in, but that does not work between the 20s when you're trying to move the ball. Your quarterback is actually going to have to be able to physically throw the football. Tate Martell cannot physically throw the football. He was never going to be the starting quarterback at Ohio State. And I got a newsflash. He's never going to be the starting quarterback at Miami either. He's never going to be the starting quarterback anywhere. He's not starting in major college football. He's just not that good. He just thinks he's that good, but he's not. He is never starting anywhere. And if he starts at Miami, then that is just indicative of what a train wreck their quarterback situation is and how badly they have fundamentally failed with N'Kosi Perry.
No, absolutely. I don't think Tate Martell has ever done anything that really shows, you know, that he's an elite talent. I mean, if you go back to last spring at Ohio State, you know, there was talks of it being a two-way competition of Dwayne Haskins and Joe Burrow before Joe Burrow transferred. There was never talk of Tate Martell really ever being in that competition. And then when, you know, Joe Burrow decided to leave to go to LSU, it was Dwayne Haskins' job, and there wasn't much of a rebuttal from that. Now, outside of what you said, that it's...
They said it because look, that staff was indicating that it was a toss-up between Haskins and Martell and that they weren't sure, but it wasn't real.
No.
It wasn't real. It's like that chick who jumped off the dock that somebody posted on my Twitter page. That I don't even know where that thing came from. Did you see that?
I have not seen that. What happened there?
Some blonde-haired chick, like, I think she was like, good grief, I don't know. I think she was like in a bra and underwear, and and I don't know where this came from. Somebody posted this on my Twitter page yesterday, but she jumps off a dock into the water, which looks cold. It turns out it really was cold, like frozen cold, like completely solid frozen cold. She did a, what do you call that thing when you tuck your knees up? What do you call that thing?
Cannonball?
Cannonball.
Yeah,
she did a cannonball.
Yeah.
She did a cannonball and landed on the ice on her knees.
Sounds graceful.
No, not graceful and exceedingly painful.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Exceedingly painful. I have no idea why someone posted that on my Twitter page, but I saw it last night. So it's that. You know, look, here's the thing. I think Justin Fields is going to make Ohio State a contender. And I think it's very similar to Kyler Murray going to Oklahoma. I think very, very similar. You have a bright offensive mind, and he's going to make the use. I know you Georgia people. This is what you do. This is what, I guess to an extent, this is what everybody does. But it's this notion of, well, we have a guy, and as soon as he leaves us, he sucks. Okay? He's great. Can't wait to see him play. This is the Georgia fans all year. How many times did you hear Georgia fans all year saying, Justin Fields needs to play more? Why aren't they giving Justin Fields a chance? I can't believe they're not giving Justin Fields a chance. Now Justin Fields leaves, and, oh, he sucked all along. We never believed in him for a second. You know, that's what they do.
Well, we're hearing a lot of different things on our airways for a few months from Georgia callers. Yeah.
What was that?
I say, you know, they said, well, no, he sucks. I'm like, well, you were saying different things on our airways for several months.
Everywhere. Everywhere. Was they wanted more Justin Fields. They wanted more. Now, every single Georgia person I hear says, well, you know, he wasn't going to beat out Jake Fromm anyway. Well, you know, maybe that's why he didn't win the title. You know, here's the thing. I promise you, from a talent standpoint, Fields is much more talented than Fromm. You know, the Georgia people actually believe that Fromm is one day going to be a round one draft pick. He is not. You people need to get that out of your heads. That is not happening. All right, Jake Fromm is never going to be a round one draft pick in the National Football League. And this notion that he was infinitely, no, all he was experienced. And that's what your coach wants. People actually look back at this and they rewrite what actually happened. Their perceptions are as wrong as can possibly be. They look at Fields and Fromm and say, well, Fromm's beat Fields out, so therefore he's better. No, it's nothing to do with him being better. It has to do with Kirby Smart comes from a system that has forever employed game manager, cerebral-type quarterbacks who have experience. And that's what Kirby knows. And so that's the kind of guy he wanted to play. To him, Justin Fields, it's like he had no idea what to do with Justin Fields. None. Justin Fields, I never understood why Justin Fields went to Georgia. that is fundamentally a pro-style offense. I never understood that fit, period. That's the problem. The problem is not Justin Fields' lack of talent. You people keep thinking that. I promise you, you people thought the same thing about Kyler Murray. I heard that. I heard, well, he couldn't even play at Texas A&M. I heard that. I said, keep thinking that. Keep thinking that. Wait till you see. And at the preseason kickoff show, I guaranteed that there would be no drop-off at Oklahoma from Baker Mayfield to Kyler Murray, which is why I put Oklahoma in my Final Four. Here's the thing. Keep thinking this about Justin Fields. Keep thinking that he can't play. Keep thinking that he's no good, that he can't play, that what happened at Georgia, it proves that. And then hope that you don't wind up having to face Justin Fields playing in Ryan Day's offense. Because if you do, you'll lose again. Because are there elements of Justin Fields that need polish? Yes. He hasn't really played a lot. But the talent is unbelievable. And when they spread you out in Ohio State's offense and they properly utilize his skills, which is what they will do, good luck stopping him. Good luck stopping him through the air. Good luck stopping him on the ground. He's a 230-pound guy. His lower body is powerful. Powerful. He can throw a football 80 yards in the air. He just needs a little polish, and he needs to be in a system that fits his talents. Now, again, by and large, that's his fault as to why he chose a destination that didn't fit his talents. But this is one of the big problems I have in college football anyway, and more specifically about the people who are advising these kids as to where they're going out of high school. Find a system that fits your skills. Find a coach that you like and a system that fits your skills. Don't put yourself in a stockpiled situation where inevitably you're not going to play. And these guys, like these Tate Martells of the world, Tate Martell's biggest problem is he thinks he's way better than he is. And the reason he went to Ohio State is because, remember, he was first going to go to Texas A&M. And this is how insane this is. He was first going to go to Texas A&M because Nick Starkle was the only quarterback there, and he basically joked about the fact that he could beat Nick Starkle out. You know who said it to Ohio State? Nick Starkle. I mean, this is the insanity of it. You know, and Fields, who was at Georgia, is at Ohio State. And Martell, who was going to go to A&M and not Ohio State. But a lot of these kids are picking these schools because, you know, it's prestigious. Right. It's a big deal to everybody I know that, hey, man, I'm going to Ohio State. Yeah, you're going to Ohio State to sit on the bench to run the scout team. You're going to Ohio State to run the scout team. And I'm sorry, Tate Martell's not good enough to play for starting quarterback for most of the major colleges around the country. He's just not, and people are going to find that out. And if you're an Ohio State fan and you're lamenting the fact you lost Tate Martell for Justin Fields, trust me, you'll want to burn that tape. If you said that on air, you will not want that to be found later because you made one of the best trades that's ever been made. You got rid of a guy who can't play and is never going to play quarterback at a major college football level for a guy who is has all sorts of talent, even though it's still raw. Walt Tiptiller, Road Rage, quick break, live from George Coleman Ford.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a 4-piece chicken supreme snack or a 2-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a 4-piece supreme snack or a 2-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
You are unique. The independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group think that your financial plan should also be unique. We offer customized advice and recommendations that you might not get from the big box guys or a robo-advisor with their one-size-fits-all approach. The Kiwi Financial Group can help you accumulate and protect your wealth. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
You know I don't play that.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walking through forests of hungry hearts and scoff at the monkeys who live in the dark tent. Down by the waterhole, drunk every Friday, eating their nuts, saving their raisins for Sunday. Lions and tigers who wait in the shadows, they're fast but they're lazy and sleep in green meadows. Well, that's
hungry. Welcome to the Road Rage, WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from George Coleman Ford, National Signing Day. And we have all sorts of George Coleman Ford specials, like a 2018 new F-150, regularly $47,165, now $34,999 plus tax and tag. No dealer fees, as always. You know, it's basically like $13,000 off or close. How about that? I mean, it's incredible. It's George Coleman Ford. Come and see him today. You will thank me later. All right, lots to get to. You want to get in, 654-7627. All right, John, thoughts on the conversation before the break?
No, I think it's I think Ohio State definitely made an upgrade with Justin Fields. I think people tend to forget that in his class coming out that it was depending on, you know, going back to these recruiting services, 1 and 2 were Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields. They were the two best quarterbacks.
He was the Elite 11 MVP.
Correct, and at the opening thing as well. He is an unbelievable talent, and I think you're right. I think he was at a system that just did not make sense for him at Georgia. I think he would have been much better suited to stick with his original commitment in Penn State. I think he would have had, you know, been a significant upgrade to Trace McSorley in that spread offense, but I think with the offensive mind of Ryan Day, with all the speed they have at receiver, the running backs they have with Dobbins, I think they're going to have just an unbelievable explosive offense.
Look at you spitting on Trace McSorley's grave before it's even dry.
I mean, look, Trace McSorley was a fine football player at Penn State. He's a very good football player. Justin Fields would have been...
He wouldn't have beat out McSorley. He would have been the guy who followed McSorley.
No, he would be starting this upcoming season in college, you know, up there at Penn State.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think what Justin Fields, with his athletic ability and all the playmakers they have at Ohio State, I don't see any reason why they're not going to continue their dominance in the Big Ten. I don't see anything that Michigan's doing that's that exciting. I don't really see any other team in that conference, for that matter, doing anything that's going to be anything close to what Ohio State's going to be able to do under Ryan Day. I think they're going to be able to – I mean, obviously, Urban Meyer's one, like we were talking earlier, one of the best coaches out there in college football. Ryan Day has to get some experience. But those first three, four games where Ryan Day was the head coach, I mean, Dwayne Haskins was throwing it all over the lot. They were putting up 50 points a game on, you know, on TCU and some of these other teams. I think they're going to be unbelievable with Justin Fields, and I don't see them not being in the playoff for the next couple of years. I think they're going to be –
yeah,
sensational.
Well,
with Justin Fields,
as part of that conversation, and just looking ahead, you know, I've already sort of singled out Clemson and Georgia,
right,
as if you're looking ahead the next decade. And again, look, my belief is the playoff system is going to change. It's going to expand. It's going to go to eight, and then this is not going to be a relevant conversation anyway. But in the world of four, I mean, I think Clemson, I think Georgia. I think Alabama short term, again, because my belief is that from this date forward, if you go from this date to 2030, the dominant team in the SEC is going to be Georgia. And I don't think it's even going to be close. I think Georgia is going to be the dominant team. And I'm not sure Alabama will leave me two. How about that? I think LSU might be two. And Florida may get back in this conversation as well. I mean, they've got to prove they can recruit under Dan Mullen, who's never been great at that. They did flip a guy today. I don't know where they wound up in the final rankings, but I think that's the question with Dan Mullen. And, you know, can he enhance recruiting at Florida? But I think Georgia is going to win multiple national championships. See you, Georgia people. You should be happy. You used to think I hated you. I never hated you.
It's just Mark Rick.
I was just trying to tell you that you needed to get rid of that schmuck if you ever had any designs on winning anything, and I was right. And now people are making the mistake of saying, well, Kirby Smart's just like Mark Rick. He's not. I mean, he's not. If you don't see the energy and the enthusiasm and the life in that program versus where it was under Mark Rick, then you're just not paying attention. If you don't see the increased physicality in that program under Kirby Smart, then you're not paying attention. And I think that's going to be the key to Georgia football of the next 10 years. If there's going to be one word, it's going to be physicality. I think they're going to become perhaps the most physical football team in America, because I think they're going to dominate on the offensive line for the next decade. And I think they're going to play a style of football that other people are not playing, more of a pro-style approach with NFL-style offensive linemen, NFL-style running backs, and I think they're going to pound people into submission. And they're going to have athletes all over in defense, too. And obviously, that's Kirby Smart's true area of expertise. So when I look ahead over a 10-year period, I think the – I'm sorry? Oh, when I look ahead Marilla's reminding me about people online. Well, you know, when I look ahead over the next 10 years, mm-hmm. I think you'll see Georgia, Clemson. I think you'll see Alabama for a few more years, and then I think you'll see Alabama disappear. And I think you'll see Oklahoma, as long as Lincoln Riley's there. And I think Lincoln Riley is going to improve that defense. When they do, then you'll see Oklahoma as a really consistent, legitimate threat to win the national title. I think you'd have to be aware of Texas, because I think they're coming. And then beyond those teams, and of course Ohio State under Ryan Day, because I think in a way Ohio State is going to be very, very similar to Oklahoma. Historically, great coach leaves, gets replaced by a guy who's actually more innovative and more new age, who not only continues the success, but perhaps enhances the success.
And I think a lot of it, too, with when you mention Ohio State and Oklahoma, and not trying to take away from the greatness of Bob Stoops and Urban Meyer, but With bringing in these young, innovative coaches, you bring a little hunger with them. You know, they're not these established, well-known, long-achieving head coaches. They want to make a name for themselves, so they're a little more driven. They're a little more hungry, and I think that can permeate throughout a locker room and make you even and tougher.
Well, they're also the offensive brains of the operation.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't Urban who was the offensive brains of the operation. It wasn't Bob Stoops that was the offensive brains of the operation. The offensive brains of the operation was Lincoln Riley, and we're an offensive era of football. And the same thing is true with Ryan Day. And I think that the world wanted to hire Ryan Day. I mean, I think if Ohio State hadn't locked him up, and I think they knew that. I think both those schools knew that they had two guys who were in real, who were really coveted in extremely high demand, and if they didn't do something, that they would lose them. And neither school wanted to lose those guys. So however they arrived at the changes, I think it was for the better. So I think that they're going to be a factor. And we'll see whether anyone in the West Coast, whether it can be a Washington under Chris Peterson or perhaps even a Mike Leach at Washington State, or maybe what we're starting to see the seeds of at Oregon with Cristobal, and that maybe that program is starting to rise again. But I think, you know, that's where we're headed. I have multiple people on Fields. Let me get to them. It is Larry in Nashville, guy. Larry, how are you?
Walt, hey, thanks for taking my call again. I appreciate it. Hey, you got me all jacked up about players signing into schools that, you know, they probably really shouldn't because they don't fit the mold. And the one that you talked about was Justin Field. And Kirby Smart, his scheme of things, didn't know how to play him. And talking about you know, the present quarterback at Georgia, how, you know, he's kind of like Tom Brady. They want a quarterback who can manage the game and not run around like, you know, athletic like Fields is. And so, but that's, you know, the players like Mr. Fields, they get sucked into the hype of it when these recruits come around, like today is signing day, and they want to play and know what they think the system.
Hey Larry, let me tell you about that hype. Kirby Smart and company landed a friggin' helicopter on Justin Fields' high school football field.
Okay,
right before a game. I mean, that's the kind of insanity we're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, thank you all for injecting that. And see, these players get all infused with the this guy really wanted me, and man, I'm going. You know, maybe I can start the next day, and it's not like that. And their dream is just so quick. But you know, here's Ohio State. Here's a redemption. And you know, every it's like NFL. Some players when they're drafted don't fit, and they get traded. So. You know, that's just the part and the nature of the game. But you know, to turn the page, Walt. You know, you're talking about Tom Brady and the New England Patriots and you know the players that they draft and the system. And we've been talked about this. You know, you and I. And I don't understand why other NFL teams don't adopt the model of the business plan that they adopt. Tom Brady, you know, he's not an athletic quarterback. You know, he's like a player, quarterback on stilts. You know, he's a pocket passer. So, you know, as you say, there's that.
Well, again, look, there's more than one way to get it done. But what Tom Brady is he's the greatest quarterback who ever lived. And, you know, and what he is, Larry, it's not even remotely close. And what he is no one has ever played the position with the refinement that Tom Brady has. No one. No one's ever worked at it as hard. No one has ever competed like he does. No one. And that's what's made him so great.
I'll give you that.
He has so refined the quarterback position that, and the reason even today, his ball still just cuts right through the wind and the weather like it did in Kansas City is because, and that's with no deep threat. That's with no deep threat. What has made him, Larry, is he has so refined every element of the art of playing quarterback that his throwing motion, his release point is the exact same every single throw. And people are still talking about, well, it's a must that quarterbacks throw from multiple arm slots and look what Patrick Mahomes did and look what Aaron Rodgers does. And you know what those two guys don't do? Win.
Well, You stimulate me, you know, and I listen to you, and sometimes I don't call in, but I can't get in sometimes, but, you know, but anyway, you know, you got a great show, but I want to leave you this, if I can just leave you this, when Tom Brady goes into the Hall of Fame, I know he's going in. They ought to put under his name Bill Belichick. I mean, because Bill Belichick made him. Bill Belichick, you know, is the genius of the outfit. Belichick,
Larry,
you know, get the players,
Larry,
you know, all
Larry,
these unknown
hold
schools.
It, hold on, Larry,
Bill
Larry,
Belichick
Larry,
get third
Larry,
round
stop,
pick that
stop,
ain't
Larry,
nothing, man.
Belichick
he makes him number
him.
One.
Larry, Belichick didn't make him. In fact, Brady has saved Belichick more times than not. I'm not sure what you're watching, Larry, or what other people are watching, but, man, look, here's the truth.
I'm watching the TV.
Larry, did Bill Belichick make him last year when he refused to put Malcolm Butler in the game and when Belichick's defense gave up 40 points and when Brady set an all-time Super Bowl record throwing for 505 yards without a receiver on the field who could play for anybody else in the NFL except maybe Edelman in the slot? I mean, you know, they didn't even have Brandon Cooks. He got injured in the first game. Larry, okay. Wait. Did Belichick, was it Belichick out in the field making plays when the Atlanta Falcons led the Patriots by 25 points, or was it Brady who brought him back? Was it Belichick on the field? When New England trailed Seattle due to Bill Belichick by double figures in the fourth quarter and hadn't lost a game in that circumstance all year, and Brady led him back? It's always Brady leading them back. It's always Brady leading them back, Larry. He's the greatest who ever played the position. Trust me.
Thank you, Walt. I appreciate it.
Good job. I appreciate it. You know, there has to be a point where we stop this stuff. There has to be a point. Look, I get that he slayed your teams. Right? I get that he's been kicking the living crap out of you forever, and you're jealous. I get it.
Yeah, a little bit.
But there still has to come on. Yeah, I wasn't specifically talking about you, John, and your Steelers, but
we're a prime example of it. I'll be happy to come up for it.
But here's the thing. The guy, what Belichick has been able to do all these years is turn that whole offense over to Brady. The offensive linemen, for the most part, have sucked. Name me all the great offensive linemen who have played in front of Tom Brady in his career. Because I can only think of one who even went to Pro Bowls. And that was Logan Mankins out of Fresno State. Name me the Hall of Fame offensive lineman that played in front of Brady. It's always just guys. I mean, they play with lots of rookies on that offensive line. I mean, they made a rookie out of Georgia who wasn't even drafted their starting center. You know, what Belichick has been able to do is basically turn the whole offense over to Brady and say, you make these guys better. And so what he's done with his insanely quick release, his ability to diagnose pre-snap and get the ball out is make all those people better. He has taken an entire collection, a generation's worth of tomato cans at wide receiver and turned them into guys that people care about. And every time they leave, they suck. And so we need to stop this. I mean, the 1 year he had a real wide receiver, 1 year, he turned into the mad bomber, Randy Moss. He set an all-time NFL record for touchdown passes with 50. He threw for over 5,000 yards, and every throw was a bomb. Every throw was a vertical route, a nine route, a go route. I mean, that's what he's done. He has taken guys who can't get any separation. Go watch, for crying out loud, go watch the overtime in the Kansas City game. There are 3 third-and-10s. In every situation, his receiver has 2 inches of separation. In every situation, Brady puts the ball, 10-degree weather, exactly where it had to be. Exactly where it had to be. Trust me when I tell you this. He's not only the greatest I've ever seen, he's the greatest I've seen by a mile. There is no second anymore. The second is Otto Graham, all right? There is no second. There's nobody who's even in his universe. It's not even a conversation anymore. The only conversation is he the greatest team sport athlete of all time? And I think the answer to that is yes as well. But, I mean, that's where we are. I mean, anything else is just foolishness. I mean, how can people deny a guy went to 9 Super Bowls? It just gets to be ridiculous. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easily will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
Four Paws American Pub congratulates the Clemson Tigers on winning another national championship. Since Four Paws opened last summer, the Tigers have been perfect on the field, and we both have plans for a great future. Four Paws has added even more house-made local features, like new country fried pork chops and chicken. Get together with friends to enjoy craft beer and great food while watching sports on our big screen TVs. Make tracks to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott in Clemson. Go Tigers!
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
It certainly doesn't have the ethical content that I think it should have.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
I don't know if anybody heard that, but I was actually suggesting it was Thursday. It's Wednesday. I said it's nice mixing a little Skynyrd in on a Thursday when I'm in on Wednesday.
Hey, you know what's better than Skynyrd on a Thursday?
Skynyrd on a Wednesday?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it's funny. You know, this is how people are. There's a guy here who didn't like what I was saying about Brady because he's an Aaron Rodgers fan.
Right.
I mean, you know, here's the thing. Are people reading these stories about Aaron Rodgers? I mean, every day there's some new Packer, ex-Packer, who's just blasting him. I mean, just saying that he's just, you can't work with him, that he's just an absolute, you know, A. That yeah. he basically can't be a worse guy to work with every single day. And that's why they don't win. They don't win because of him. He's the problem. You know, he's a guy who loves, look, you know, here's the thing. I am the original Aaron Rodgers guy. I'm the guy who first saw him at Cal, first warned about him on the radio, said he was going to be better than Favre. I'm here because I'm so disappointed in him. I thought he would win 3-4 Super Bowls. I thought it was a given. No, he's a guy. Man, dude can't even get along with his own family.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And he's always had trouble getting along with people there. Always, because he has this arrogant attitude that isn't about winning, and that's how he plays the game. That's why he doesn't win big games. Because he's not trying to make the simple winning play. He's trying to hold the ball, run around the field, and make some spectacular throw that shows off what a great arm he has. That's great. It gets you on SportsCenter. It also means you lose. And until he figures that out, and look, he's never going to. He's never going to. And now you have basically a kid coach there. None of these veterans have ever been able to deal with Aaron Rodgers. How is he going to deal with Aaron Rodgers? Good luck. Good luck dealing with that guy. Before we get going, let me tell you about Priority One for all your security needs. Listen, Priority One, no one does it like Priority One. They're the best in the industry. First of all, they're great people. They matched all of our the money we raised in the Tigers for Tatas campaign the last 2 years. So they're active in your community and helping to solve cancer. But more than that, that's not enough to let them protect your family. This is. We live in a dangerous world. I'm not telling you what to do. I watch the news every day. I mean, it's just one horror story after another. Here's the reason you have them protect your family. Tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry. This is who Priority One is. Trust me, they will help you. Priority One. When you're ready, call the number 288-1400, 288-1400. Let me get Nashville Guy and Kirk in here this segment. Nashville Guy.
Hey, what's up, Walt?
Hey, Nashville Guy.
I just got to get in on the Tom Brady thing real quick. I'm a Detroit Lions fan. I pull for Matt Flip and Stafford. That's bad enough. But these people, they got to come to the conclusion to realize I hate Tom Brady. I really do. But he's the best that's ever played the position. And anybody that says otherwise, they don't know what they're talking about. They're not paying attention. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I think Bill Belichick, he's a defensive master, but it's like having like a bunch of third-rate people on offense, and then you got the greatest of all time throwing to them. And it's just awesome. Tom Brady, he's a man. I never thought I'd say it, but, you know, he's the best, and no reason to argue otherwise, 9 Super Bowls. But I just want to get my 2 cents in on that, and I never thought I'd say it, but I did on radio, so there I am. But,
there you go.
Guess quick on the Justin Fields thing, and then I got to run. I think that Ohio State has got to be one of the favorites to win the title. He's a young quarterback, and my mom went to Ohio State, and there's a lot of people thinking that they made a mistake because he couldn't play at Georgia or whatever. It's not that he couldn't play. He just didn't fit in at Georgia.
That's
and
it.
I think he's going to be awesome. But and Ryan Day, he's one of the young offensive geniuses, like you said. And it is kind of, the schedule kind of lines up for him because they have three of their toughest games at home with Michigan State, Wisconsin, Penn State, and they own Michigan. So I think it's going to be a good year for them. Just wanted to agree with you on that. Walt, I got to run, but have a good one.
Thank you, Nashville Guy, as always. Good job. Yep, appreciate the call. Let me get to Kirk. Kirk, how are you?
Oh, long time no speak. How are you?
Yeah, welcome back, Kirk.
I haven't been able to listen all week, so I'm going to ask you one question that you probably went over, but one other thing. Is Edelman as good as he is without Brady, or is that just a symbiotic thing where they're kind of in sync, if he's on a different team, is he just, I mean, is he still a decent receiver, but he's not as Super Bowl-y
exactly
receiver?
Exactly. You got it exactly, Kirk. He would still be a decent receiver. He'd still be a productive slot receiver, but it is absolutely, as you described, that symbiotic relationship. I mean, these two guys are like brothers. They work together in the offseason. They know each other inherently. You know, Brady knows exactly where he's going to be, what he's going to do. You know, and that's what makes it so good. Like in that Kansas City game, there were numerous times that Kansas City played a deep cover two with man coverage underneath, and they went away from the play because they knew exactly in that situation they know exactly where Edelman is going to be, which is right down the middle of the field.
Second thing is, I don't know if you've heard of this. I get emails every day from this site called Yard Barker. They do a lot of sports, and you can pick your teams, and they give you information on different things and different stories. It's a pretty good site if you want to check it out. They send you emails daily on different stories. But anyway, one of Gronk's teammates said that Gronk is still the best tight end in the NFL. Your opinion, is that true? Only A, I guess, if he stays healthy, because what has he missed in the past 4 or 5 years? Yeah. He missed, what, 3 to 5 games a year? So can you really consider him the best? Or is he just the best when he's available to play?
Yeah, that's another really good point. And I think the answer is this, Kirk. I watched him all season, and most of the year he moved like a three-legged pregnant water buffalo. He was no part of the pass game. He couldn't get any separation whatsoever. He had a little rebirth late when he got healthy, so I think part of it was health. But as you indicated, he's always banged up. Here's the truth about him. He's the most dominant inline blocking tight end in the NFL when he's on the field. And the Patriots use him so often in that role, and that's the role that is understated in terms of his greatness. That's the part that is always there. So even when he's not getting separation, he's not a big part of the passing game, if he's on the field, he still gives you that dimension. And it's for that dimension, perhaps even more than his receiving ability now, that he has value. Because I went back and I watched the Denver game from 4 years ago, I guess it's now, the game at Denver, and he moved in a completely different way 4 years ago. I mean, he is... John, what's his age now? Check his age. What is he, 29?
For Gronk?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be 30 this year.
Yeah, he's 29. He is an old 29 as a football player, in my estimation. And the Patriots are going to have to really consider that. And, of course, he may choose to do something else, too. He may choose to walk away, which is another issue. But yeah, you know, the best pass-catching tight end in the NFL is Travis Kelce. And there's some new blood guys in there, like Kittle, as well. But the best blocking tight end in the NFL is still Gronkowski, easily.
Is that probably not part of the reason that he gets hurt so much, too, though? Is, like you said, the best pass catcher one. He probably doesn't try to block as much as Gronk does, but Gronk has to stay in there and do the physical pounding.
That's fair.
That's probably what aged him.
Yeah, that's fair. Fair point. Yep. Go ahead, Kirk.
My last question was, I've had car trouble. I haven't been able to be in a car all week. This is the first time I listened to you all week. So I know you've already went over it, but just a quick cliff note synopsis for me to hear what you said. What was your opinion of Super Bowl? And I'll take it off there.
Kirk, thank you. Appreciate it. Really good job. A lot of good comments. Again, I thought the Super Bowl is just different, and I don't think people like different. You know, we're in this world where we're expecting 40-37, and when suddenly a Super Bowl throws us 13-3, we don't know what to do with it. I mean, I think it was two of the greatest defensive game plans ever. I thought Belichick had a great defensive game plan, but I knew he would. He was going against a kid. You want to say, well, he's going against McVay. No, he's going against a kid. The kid's the guy out on the field. And when New England went to a six-man front and took away that run game and then showed him all sorts of stuff on the back end, and primarily a man coverage team all year, and showed him a lot of zone coverage in that game, I think it took Goff out of his comfort zone. I thought it was a really good defensive game plan, but I actually thought that Wade Phillips' defensive game plan was even better because he was going up against the greatest quarterback of all time. And fundamentally, he did a good job confusing Brady with the pre-snap. Again, what people don't understand is they'll watch New England play Philadelphia last year, and they think, well, Brady's going through all these progressions. No, he's not. there almost, it was almost no going through progressions. Brady was identifying pre-snap where he was going with the ball, and he was killing them off those pre-snap reads. The question was, could Wade Phillips do some things differently in jumping on a man in zone and showing and trying to confuse Brady to make him hold the ball a little longer so that Donald and Sue could then affect Brady? And they were able to do that. And part of that was taking away the run, too, which they did. They took away the run. Patriots really didn't run the ball until that last drive when the game was over, when the Rams were gassed. But I thought Phillips' plan was unbelievable. And realize, we're talking about two of the best offensive teams the NFL has ever seen, and they were both shut down. They were shut down because of the brilliant defensive schemes that were employed in the execution, and to a degree, the talent. Again, as I said last week, the Rams have 7 round one draft picks on the defense. 7.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you know, so if they played to that talent, which they did, they're going to be tough to beat. And again, late in the year, they started to do that. And a lot of that was having Aqib Talib back healthy, John.
No, absolutely. I think, you know, I heard you say prior that Aqib Talib makes all the difference with that secondary. I think the Rams were able to get shredded a little bit throughout that portion of the season when Aqib Talib was hurt. But him coming back, he's without a doubt the best member of that secondary. And, you know, he allows Marcus Peters to not get as exposed as he was when he was the sole number one corner for about, what, that 6-week stretch or whatever it was where he was out. And I think a lot of the game, too, that hasn't been talked about enough was just, it was a great field position game. I thought, and this isn't exactly moving the needle here, but both punters played out of their minds. That was a fantastic field position defensive game.
The offenses were never given short fields.
No, they were never given short fields. And I think a lot, you know, you talked about how last year's Super Bowl, you know, was this giant shootout. And I think, you know, that Monday night game when it was Kansas City and L.A., everyone talked about this is what we're going to have for the Super Bowl, the 54-51, whatever it was. And no one knew how to react when it's 13-3 and it's just a defensive field position football game. Yep. From that standpoint, it was phenomenal.
That's an excellent point, John. In other words, and John's 100% right, we were conditioned through all these explosive offensive games to expect that. And so when we didn't get it, it led a lot of disappointment instead of just appreciating it for what it was. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. You'll appreciate Urban Nirvana for what they are. We've had couples swear about the prenatal massage, but there's something for absolutely everybody. Think about the people who do things for you in your life, your wife, your girlfriend, your mother. Massages aren't just for ladies anymore, fellas. Again, we had a gentleman write us a week or two ago and said that he works 65, 70 hours a week, that he couldn't survive without the Urban Nirvana massages, and that his wife buys him the massages. See? It works both ways. And then there's a salon that employs the leading stylists in the Southeast. It just doesn't get better. It's Urban Nirvana. Trust me. Get out there. Better yet, just go to the internet, urbannirvana.com, print off your gifts and take it right off your computer. You don't fight crowds, you don't fight traffic, any of that stuff. Walt Tula Road Rage, live from George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than travels less.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley's been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at